Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Dalet, Chapter 4, A Joyful Heart. Much heartache in this world comes from difficulties in interpersonal relationships, conflicts between people. The Ben Ish Chai, a prominent Sephardic Talmud Chacham, a posek, a mekubal, is quoted to have said that if someone is having conflict with another person, they should recite this parak of Tehillim with Kavana, and before starting to say the parak, they should offer up a personal tefillah to Hashem and say out loud, Hashem, may it be your will that I find favor in the eyes of, and then say the name of the person with whom you are having a struggle. There are many different ideas within this parak that speak to ways we can improve relationships. Today, we're going to focus on one. Envy and jealousy. Chazal teach us in Perkei Avos, Hakina v'ataiva v'akavod motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. Envy, lust, and the desire for honor drive a person out of this world. All three of these traits, with kina, jealousy, taking front row seat, come pretty naturally to most of us. They seem to be part of our human makeup, woven into the fabric of our being. And part of our job in this world is to work on them by working on ourselves. Pasuk Ches, David HaMelech tells us, Nasata simcha v'libi, me'es diganam v'sirosham rabu. David says, you Hashem put simcha, joy and happiness in my heart. When? When the grain and wine of others flourish. Grain and wine were commodities in David's time. They indicated wealth, prosperity. Crucial to improving our relationships with other people is to work on being happy internally, letting our hearts be happy and full and grateful and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of what anyone else has. When someone else is flourishing, whether it's their grain or wine, like in David's time, or in our world, perhaps it's another girl who comes from a wealthier family, or who we think is much prettier than we are, who does better academically, or who seems more talented than us. Her prosperity, the gifts that she has been given, are totally irrelevant to us and our happiness. Nasata simcha v'libi. Hashem has given each of us everything we can possibly need to have our hearts filled with simcha, with joy. It's a tall order and it takes work, but the more we recognize this truth and work on internalizing it, the more joyful our relationship will be, both with Hashem and with others in our life. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator.